Hi, good morning, everyone. Dr. Rick Nabb talking to you live from the National Hurricane Center with our 6 a.m. update on Hurricane Matthew, information based on our recently updated product sent out at the top of the hour to update the position, but largely based on our 5 a.m. advisory. The center of circulation is still just offshore, perhaps 20 miles offshore of Hilton Head, South Carolina, and the eye is still discernible on radar offshore, but even though the center of circulation is just offshore, all of the rainfall and the most potent part of the eye wall are on land. So the areas of Georgia, South Carolina, and increasingly, as the day goes on today, North Carolina are really going to be receiving the brunt of this hurricane. Maximum sustained winds at 105 miles per hour, moving to the north-northeast at 12 miles per hour. It's going to make a gradual turn to the right, and the center will move very close to, if not over, some parts of the South Carolina coast as the day goes on. And one thing I want to highlight here is we talk about the category, we talk about the wind, but the big story here, in addition to some very strong gusty winds, is water. Storm surge is already being observed. We're seeing 3, 4, 5 feet of storm surge flooding reported in many different parts of the coastal areas of Georgia and South Carolina, and not just at the immediate coastline. Some of the waterways are allowing the storm surge to penetrate inland some distance from the immediate Atlantic coastline. And we're even still seeing some water levels on the St. John's River down south of Jacksonville, Florida, still high on the backside of this hurricane. The wind gusts, though, have been notable. We've been seeing wind gust reports in excess of 80, even in excess of 90 miles per hour. So it is a very dangerous time out there, and people should definitely be staying indoors for quite some time. This is going to take a while to move out of Georgia, and it's a long day in South Carolina. Heavy, heavy rains extending well into most of the state of South Carolina. So let's talk a little bit more about the hazards that we're contending with. First of all, we still have our prototype storm surge warning in effect for a good portion of the Georgia coast, all of the South Carolina coast, and even getting into a little bit of North Carolina, and then a prototype storm surge watch for most of the North Carolina coastal and Outer Banks, even into the Sound. So this prototype storm surge warning continues to convey that there is a danger of life-threatening storm surge in these areas, and we are already seeing that occur. So this is not a case where we've got the warning out in South Carolina and Georgia because it could happen in 36 hours. It's happening now. So this is an imminent hazard, but it is going to be moving its way farther to the northeast, so in the Myrtle Beach area and in the prototype storm surge watch areas in North Carolina. You got to be out of storm surge prone areas before the weather gets bad, especially in North Carolina. Later today, you still have a little more time to get out of the harm's way. Then the rainfall is going to be excessive, not just near the coast, but some distance inland. We could be measuring rainfall totals, not just in inches, but in more than a foot potentially in isolated spots. And there is an extreme risk of flooding here. And one thing to keep in mind is the flooding in inland areas might not just happen today as a result of flash flooding. Rivers could fill up and flooding could happen well inland, even starting a couple days from now. So this is going to be a long duration flood event. By the time we get to Sunday, this should be moving offshore, but hurricane conditions onshore in the Carolinas for the next couple of days. More to come from the National Hurricane Center live from Miami. I'm Dr. Rick Nabb.